degrees on our way to 70 and a beautiful Tuesday, fourth day of October. Some good news in the world of our good health. We want to keep you healthy and help you any way we can. So when we hear about new good news in medicine and the delivery of medicine, we want you to know about it. And the Karmanis Cancer Center is receiving a relatively new tool in the fight against breast cancer. Our WJR senior news analyst, Lloyd Jackson, here to tell us how this new technology will help when it comes to early detection. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. The world-renowned Barbara Ann Carmanos Cancer Institute in Detroit has announced during Cancer Awareness Month that it will be the first to receive the SoftView 3D Whole Breast Ultrasound Tomography System following the system's approval by the FDA. Now, the new and advanced technology was designed to be the screening solution for women with dense breast. Dr. Natasha Robinette is a radiologist and clinical service chief of imaging at Karmanos Cancer Center. She says women with dense breast have a fourfold increase risk for breast cancer, and the SoftView system reduces that risk of missing a possible tumor.
Because of those dense breasts, a cancer could be hidden or missed on their imaging. Part of that is due to the fact that dense breasts show up as white on a screening mammogram study, which cancers also show up as white on screening mammogram studies. So they can be missed.
Dr. Robinette says the SoftView system is not a replacement for traditional mammograms, but in addition to mammograms, and having them both saves time.
Unlike previously, when a woman has a mammogram with dense breasts, and if there's something seen that maybe is felt to be abnormal, then that woman is going to be called back for a manual or an automated breast ultrasound. However, with SoftView, this can now be done at the same time as the screening mammogram. That woman doesn't need to be called back unnecessarily or necessarily.
SoftView, used in conjunction with mammograms, detects 20% more cancers than mammography alone and is 8% more specific, meaning fewer false positives. Carmano says the unit will be live at the Detroit location by the end of the year. Dr. Robinette hopes to see it eventually offered at the Carmano's Farmington Hills Breast Cancer Center as well. Paul W.?
Well, that just that advantage of SoftView, of getting it all done at one time, is there anything more nerve-wracking, I guess, one word, but I mean, well, it's two words, but getting called back for anything,
right,
puts the fear of everything into you, and yes, if you can avoid that, that's a big deal. I understand, too, that this SoftView, this 3D imaging machine, is a little more patient friendly.
Yes, it is.
It's more comfortable.
It is. It doesn't involve compression, which, you know, a lot of women say, you know, when you get those mammograms, the compression is very uncomfortable.
They squeeze them down like pancakes, for goodness
yes,
sakes.
Yes, exactly.
And that's not comfortable.
You know, with the SoftView, the women, they lay flat on their stomachs, and there is a hole in this horizontal platform, and their breasts are dropped into this warm bath, and they're imaged through ultrasound waves and sound itself.
Hmm. Well, we're all for new technology and using it. Now, we don't want to some insurance company come out and say, well, we don't approve that or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, that's
right.
Where don't get me started.
Yeah.
But I understand also, did you say this is Cancer Awareness Month, October?
It is.
All right.
It is.
So that makes sense when I read this. The Barbara Ann Karmanos Cancer Institute, in partnership with the Karmanos Cancer Advocacy Program, Karmanos Cancer Network, and McLaren Healthcare, hosting the 12th annual All Cancer Symposium on Saturday, October 15th, from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and this year's conference is free and available virtually and in person at locations throughout Michigan. I suggest, if you have an especially important interest in cancer, this year's symposium titled Then and Now, Embracing the Future of Cancer Care, features presentations from multiple oncologists throughout the Karmanos Cancer Network, covering updates, the latest research and information on cancers of the breast, colon, prostate, lung, head and neck, and multiple myeloma. And so that might be something you're very interested in coming up Saturday, October 15th, the 12th annual All Cancer Symposium. And either attending the event in person or virtually is free. And you can visit carmanis.org/cancersymposium to register or get more information. carmanis.org/cancersymposium. Well done, Lloyd. Anything else going on that in the world of medicine, cancer research, treatment, anything else we need to know?
Well, you know, Carmanis is also having a screening saves cancer screening and educational event at the end of the month. That's October 29. That's a Saturday as well, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And they'll have screenings, colon cancer screenings, head and neck cancer screenings, mammograms. You know, there'll be experts there, and you can talk to them about, you know, cancer screening and prevention and lung cancer screening, genetic counseling, all of that. And then you can register online at carmanos.org/screening saves.
Excellent. And we just passed the weekend. Over the weekend, men of color were meeting in a Detroit barbershop. This is just the headline, to discuss prostate cancer and how it affects black men most.
Yeah.
So were you taught that? Were you taught that when you were growing up, that you had to be especially vigilant?
My doctor, you know, the doctors that always, you know, my primary care doctor had always brought that up. My brothers, I have older brothers too, brought it up. My father, who passed in 2010 at 89, when he was 70, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, but they caught it early. They were able to, use radiation. And it never came back. And, you know, he did not pass from that, but it never came back. And they said he was in such good shape, you know, that they went on and did it then. They said, you know, it was a slow growing cancer. And they say he would probably die of something else before that would, you know, take effect. But since he was in such good shape, they went and took care of it. But since then, my brothers and I, you know, have had to, you know, get our prostate checked, you know, and I got mine checked earlier than you're supposed to, because it's now in the family.
Right. Know, so. That was good. And God bless those doctors. Thank God they didn't look at your dad at 70 and say, well, yeah, right. it's slow growing. He'll die of something else. I mean, he lived, you know, till he was 89.
Yes.
19 more years of exactly. What I hope was a good life. So yes, God bless them for not doing. I'm sorry, doctors get mad at me when I say things like this. The whole idea of waitful watching, if that's what they call it anymore, I don't know, where you stand around and do nothing, basically.
Yeah, it's almost like quiet quitting.
What's that?
Almost like quiet quitting.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Well, your doctors have quietly quit on you. Yes,
yeah, right. Exactly.
My feeling has always been, if you've got cancer inside you, you want it out of you.
Yes.
You want to address it, for goodness sakes. And now I'm starting to question what they've always said, which has been, you know, if a man lives long enough, he's going to get prostate cancer. I'm not sure we should accept that.
No.
Just because we've seen it. I hope that people are still working on the idea that we can somehow prevent that. Or at least work toward preventing it. At least that's what I hope. Lloyd, thanks for the good work as always. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst with a really good, healthy prostate. As we continue at 7:44.